Hello, everyone, and welcome to another special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven, and I am your host. This is a special episode because normally I am moving from my home to my work, but today the only thing moving are the hot takes coming out of the Ubisoft press conference, and I am here with John, the man behind the curtain.
Hey, how's it going?
And James, the video guy.
Hey.
And we're going to talk about a newly announced game coming February 25th. 2020, announced by Ubisoft, Gods and Monsters? James.
Yeah.
What is this game?
You know, at first, when we saw it, I think we all kind of felt it might have been a little kind of, do we care about this mobile game or something a little lighthearted? But then we read around online and it said something more like Breath of the Wild-esque, and that got my attention real quick.
Obviously, because it's the best game Nintendo's ever made.
Right. Sprawling landscapes, similar stamina mechanics, there's a bow and arrow, you slash a sword around.
I do like bow and arrow.
Yeah, it sounded a lot like the Zelda I know and love, but maybe. I mean, after Assassin's Creed, could they do that fast? Maybe. I hope so.
John, what did you think when you were looking at the trailer?
I liked it. The art style feels a lot like there was this knockoff Zelda Breath of the Wild called Oceanhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling a lot like that, but like it's apparently like much bigger, much sprawling, much like Breath of the Wild from what we've read online. So I'd like to see what this comes out of. I'm still like deep into Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So this is the same guys that made that. So I'm down. I'm in.
Yeah, listen, if they somehow find a game that strikes a middle ground between Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and like Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I have a feeling that sounds like a pretty good game. I think those two games kind of meld pretty nicely together. Mm-hmm. The only thing that troubles me is, man, those guys are still not done with the DLC. Yeah. For Assassin's Creed. So, like, where are they?
Well, not released.
What does that mean?
The DLC isn't released yet. It could have been done the day that Assassin's Creed shipped.
I doubt that they would do that. That's not how Ubisoft would roll. Because
if they're not EA.
I mean, I don't even know if even EA would do that. Just because making games is really hard. And if they could put it in the main game and just, you know, they probably would have done it. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it sounds great. And so it's coming out the beginning. And I mean, February is a great time to come out.
Yeah.
Just because we all know, when did they say Cyberpunk is?
Cyberpunk is April 16th, 2020.
So yeah. I do not want to come out anywhere between the end of March and, like, April Fool's Day.
Right.
Yeah. No, April Fool's Day is the beginning of... So, May 1st. Like, I want to take the entire... If I'm a developer or a publisher, I'm taking the whole month of April off.
Yeah, you want to be in the same universe as Cyberpunk. You want to be away from...
Because,
that.
I mean, realistically, even a couple of weeks before that, all the coverage on every site is going to be dedicated to getting ready for Cyberpunk.
Yes, exactly.
And I know that, and I don't even want to play that game.
Yeah.
James just shook his head at me. You know that that's not my jam?
But you don't know that yet, for a fact.
Okay, but right now I don't want to play it. I have changed. I have flipped. He has heard me where there are games...
He's a flip-flopper and a half.
I mean, yeah, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
But the way I do that is I say I am not interested, and I, you know, I enjoy other people, and then... I let other people enjoy things.
Yep.
And then I changed my mind. Death Stranding's a good example. I was not in on that game.
But now
I'm all in because that trailer was weird. Yep. And I want to see how tall of a ladder I can make.
Okay.
But I was ready to skip it and let you enjoy it.
Okay.
So I mean, because I want everything to get made, to be clear. If I'm not interested in something, it's not that I hate it.
It doesn't mean it shouldn't exist.
Exactly. I just recognize that I am generally... Linda called. Ignore some of the noise. We're making dinner at the same time. We're multitasking. Yes. James is extra multitasking because he's playing Slay the Spire while we record. So this is a game where I am right now. I'm in for Gods and Monsters. I think it looks.
Oh, same here.
I think the art looks absolutely great. They would have to really they'd have to screw something up. And the reality is that February is not that far away.
No, it's not.
So I have a feeling it's going to get delayed. But you know what? As long as they don't delay it into April, Yeah. And then have it get...
You have, like, a thing for delays. You're like, everything... Every time you give a release date, you're just like, yeah, but that's probably going to get delayed.
Tell me the last game that was given a release date and wasn't delayed, with the exception of Fallout 4, because they waited until the last possible minute.
Fallout Shelter. I mean, task achieved.
From what company?
I hate you.
Do you want me to list from?
Tell me a game that hasn't been delayed.
Smash.
They didn't delay that?
No. Almost every Nintendo game, except for, like, Metroid, which, like, Metroid went...
Excuse me. Don't say every. Breath of the Wild was delayed, like, 4 times.
Thank God.
Yeah, but they never gave a date.
They gave years. Yeah. They were like, it's coming out in 2018. Nah. First it was 2016. Nah. 2017.
Breath of the Wild was 2018, was it?
That's what I mean. I got it wrong. Don't be a jerk with me. Yeah, all right. So I also just don't trust that. I am fine. How about this? I say that because I am okay with delays.
Yeah.
Like, if you got to delay your thing, delay your thing.
Give it to us when it's ready.
Yeah, exactly. A good game is good forever. A bad game, or no, wait. There's a saying. I'm not going to look it up. But it's like a good game, even if it's late, it's going to be good forever. But if you rush it and make a bad game, you can't fix it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can. Well,
no, you could fix it now.
Yeah, but you can never really recover. You can never.
Fallout 76.
Fallout 76 will never be what it could have been if they nailed it in the beginning.
Never say never.
Okay, the likelihood is incredibly low.
Destiny, like, totally changed its tune after the first year.
But I still don't believe that it is what it could have been.
And the same with Destiny 2. The problem with Destiny is everyone believed it was going to be Halo, reborn somehow, and it just so it wasn't that.
Anyway, we're changing the subject. Gods and Monsters. The three of us are all in. We'll obviously be talking about it more, because if it turns into Breath of the Wild, really, if it's 80% as good as Breath of the Wild, it's still almost an immaculate game. Because Breath of the Wild is almost better than perfect. So, everybody, what are you thinking? You going to play Gods and Monsters? Go on over to engagefamilygaming.com/community. Let us know. All right? I hope everybody has a great day. We will talk to you soon. Until next time.
Don't forget to get your family game on.
Get it on.
Bye.